1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Morbox was preparing his morning meal, programming the computer to cook up some tasty eel. The synthesizer zapped up his orders, but there was something rumbling through the cosmonaut's quarters. There was something rumbling through the cosmonaut's quarters. The captain started twitching in his cushy captain chair. He'd been watching computer, now there was nothing there. A red light started flashing, then flickered iridescent. A siren started thumping, and the drumbeat was incessant. It was a disco mutiny in space. The officers must always know their place. Too much elevator music in an alien's face leads to a disco mutiny in space. The crew got psychedelic like a Corbomite trip. The crew on the bridge had lost control of the ship. The captain read the star charts and knew with well-worn wisdom the course was set for the best discotheque in the solar system. Just like the classic takeover of Gorgolanum 5, the Beaker Boys had packed into the tachyon drive. Borbox put down his breakfast deal, which was too gluteny, and put on his dancing shoes, and he went to join the mutiny. It was a disco mutiny in space. The officers must always know their place. Too much elevator music in an alien's face leads to a disco mutiny in space. A disco mutiny in space. The officers must always know their place. Disco mutiny in space. A disco mutiny in space. A disco mutiny.